This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Miami Dolphins getting ready for the New England Patriots in their building coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Are you worried about one team more than the other?
Am I worried about one team more than the other? You mean like between the Canes and Dolphins?
Yeah.
I guess if I had to be worried about one team more than the other, I would be more worried about the Dolphins than I am the Hurricanes.
I agree.
You know, they still have, but I mean, I do think the offense is playing a lot better. I really do. I think that they're playing a lot better. Obviously, these ability to sustain drives has been pretty great. You know, I miss the Bombskis, but you know, I got to grow up at some point. I guess I'm just not going to get what I want. So, you know, it is what it is. Me and Cheetah both got to grow up. We're blockers now. That's what we are. You know, we're a grind it out type of team. You know, it's not the greatest show on surf anymore.
I mean, you do realize that, you know, defenses can play accordingly.
Yeah, no, you know, we got to be responsible. And you got to like, take what the defense gives you, you know.
If you still get caught up in the deep ball, that means you're forcing it.
Oh, so man, love to force a deep ball. One time, can we just give one shot, baby?
But every now and then they will have a play where they say we're just chucking the deep. But the way these games have played out, you've never really been in a situation where you've kind of had a free play. I mean, because a lot of these drives, you might go second and five and then third and four. And, you know, you want to keep the drive moving. So you say get the first. And then the outside runway end up at second and 13 or second and 14. And now you're behind the chains and you got to, you know, catch up. So, like, there's really never been, like, real opportunities to just go ahead on and take a shot down the field because you've had a chance to continue to move the ball. And kudos to the offense. You know, I'm going to say this over and over again. It is really hard, and most defenses play daring you to have a 10-play drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dolphins did it twice to perfection. So they've shown a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you definitely got to see. I would, you know, the defense does have to tighten up a little bit more for the Dolphins, much like they do for the Canes, because they've also had some pretty big whiffs on some tackles and some plays like that. You know, so you got to be wary of that. Drake May obviously adds another element that Jacoby Brissett just didn't. You know, Jacoby Brissett was basically there, and he was like, he's here not to screw it up. And they're going to let their rookie screw it up. You know, they're going to let him. They're going to let him loose a little bit, and
he can move a little bit.
Yeah,
he can move. You got athletic. Some wheels on him.
Yep, and that's giving the Dolphins some issues.
Mobile, dude.
Speaking of mobility,
well, when you have your two best pass rushers, Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer, they ain't running too many people down.
Chop's been doing good though.
Chop has been doing.
Chop's like, it's crazy because it's like he is the ultimate like. Metrics darling, you know, if you go to like any of these PFFs or any of these things, he's like amongst the best in the league of causing havoc and pressures and all that.
He's always there.
He just doesn't get that many sacks. He's got two of them in the last 3 weeks, so maybe that stuff will come. But it does definitely feel like a kid who is coming into his own, like halfway through the year, a lot like Jalen Phillips did. You know, you got to this kind of halfway point through the year, and you know, yes, he is not Jared Verse. Jared Verse is having a crazy season. You know, the Rams may have another Aaron Donald on their hands. That guy's doing everything. He's probably going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. But Chop's been doing pretty well in his own right. But Cheetah, he wanted to talk about Tua's mobility, and he was asked about that. And here was Tyreek Hill.
Frank Smith was saying today that he's seen Tua grow in the area of scramble drill.
Right.
Tell me about that.
My biggest thing is he's not fat anymore, so he can move. He's more mobile. I don't know what more to say, but he looks amazing. I don't know what to say.
Hey,
I think you said it.
Hey, no, wait. Y'all better not ever say anything to me about fat shaming.
What do you mean, dude? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Because that dude just fat shamed Mr. Beloved.
This QB.
He's like, I don't really know how to say this. He's not as fat.
Mobile though, dude, right? Mobile.
No, I mean, no, he's been not here.
Yeah.
He's elusive.
Yep.
Extends he's not mobile.
Plays.
No. It's not a matter of being mobile. You don't have to be a quarterback that's mobile, but you have to be able to move within the pocket and around the line of scrimmage to be able to buy some more time and then make plays down the field. That's all that is.
That play that he did have where, you know, he's running out of the pocket and Cheetah's running with him in the end zone, that was a great play. And then he had the one the week before on Monday Night Football where he did the spin move to Raheem Mostert. That was cool.
Come on. And you wanted him to just sit back
there.
But
he's not running for yards, dude.
That's not what I said.
It is what you said. A little bit of mobility.
Marcos, maybe hit my over. There are guys who are not considered running quarterbacks that can buy themselves time in a pocket.
That's all I wanted.
No, that's not what you wanted.
You wanted him to
you
be.
Wanted Michael
that's
wanted him
all
to be.
I
you basically wanted.
Wanted
him to be, who? Let me think.
His over-under every week is 5 yards at the most.
I know.
You wanted an old boy to be Lamar Jackson.
No. I know he wouldn't be Lamar.
You wanted him to be Samoan Lamar Jackson.
Look, I was right, just like Timbo says.
What?
Just admit, Marcos is right. If it was up to you guys, I'd have a statue back there who's like, defense, and that's it. You know what? But now he's scrambling. He's moving around.
Frog Boy wanted Latua Jackson.
Dude, Sal says Leroy fat shamed some random media guy at the Heat facility. Dude, not
no.
Not even media
wasn't
guy.
Media guy. The guy. Hold on. I did not fat shame.
Okay, dude.
But I did question his booty shorts. He had all booty shorts.
Some poor guy from Sweden who was here to see the Heat from an international tour to see the Heat facility goes, you sure about the decision?
Hey, let me say this. If he came all the way from Sweden, nobody questioned that choice.
I don't know what the Swedes wear.
Now, dude, they were snug. That y'all
I know they're snug. I don't need to say it into an empty gymnasium where it's gonna bounce off the ceiling.
I was whispering.
No, that's whispering.
You think you were whispering, dude?
Hey, it's not whispering if all four of us can hear it.
Yeah, and also I saw him crying at the free throw line when we were doing it.
Let's hear a little bit more from the Cheetah, who says he's getting badgered from fantasy owners and gamblers because of his low numbers.
Guilty.
Yeah, we don't really care about none of that, dog. As long as we winning, you know, plus we already got our back end, so we good, you know. I feel like a lot of people get football mixed up with, you know, stats and, you know, worrying about, you know, what a guy's doing instead of worrying about, you know, the win-loss column. I was just saying this to my dad the other day. I said a lot of people has taken the game that I grew up loving so much and turning it into, like, betting, turning it into, like, fantasy numbers and stuff like that. It's like I can't even enjoy a day out with my wife and my kids. Somebody always walking up to me is like, I drafted you number one and you've been having the worst fantasy season of your career. And it's like, bro, I do not literally care. Like, I'm with my family. Like, it's like, bro, like, only thing I care about is the Miami Dolphins winning games. And me and J-Dub, we obviously understand that, you know. That means we got to block 1,000 times to get teams out of cover two or cover four or whatever the case may be. We'll do that. You know, we'll come down and crack some safeties or pin some DS, whatever we got to do, you know. So, hey, it's all for the team.
Can we get the box ready?
Mm-hmm.
Al Mackey said the guy from an organization that actively chased 2,000 yards.
Not only that, hold on. Not only that, was it not 2 weeks ago, or I guess it would have been 3 weeks ago when Tua returned, where he told the fantasy owners, quote, strike up the band, we're back, baby?
Amazon Prime.
What? He tells whoppers to the media. He does. And does. Nobody badgered, except Marcos probably did.
Probably.
Hey, you know what? Look, good.
We'd be like, oh, if it was anybody else, you'd be like, oh, Cheetah, that's a terrible story. It's just his track record of telling the truth is not great.
It has been a letdown, though. His obsession with blocking this season.
It's not his obsession.
No, he loves it, dude.
See, he loves it. You want me to tell you why he does that?
To make himself look good?
No. Let me tell you why. Because the other teams think this, and this is how my team used to treat certain receivers. If you double them and take them out of the game in the first quarter, they'll quit. So instead of having maybe five catches in the second half, they'll have one, and they'll be mad because they weren't getting no shots early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what Tyreek does is he says things so that people don't think they could just take him out of the game and he's done for the whole game. And there's a lot of receivers that you can do that to. That if they're not getting opportunities early on in the game, then those routes aren't as crisp. They're not running as hard when they go downfield, right? And so there's receivers like that. And that's what you hear them talk too. They talk after the game saying, well, I didn't even get I didn't get nothing going on early in the game. I wasn't even in the game plan or whatever. You hear this all the time.
Yep.
And there's defenses that go out of their way to take these guys out of the game to see if they're going to react like that. So Tyreek comes back and he says, I'm just trying to win games. Those are the worst guys, because now you got to, if you're not doing it the whole game, you know he's going to get a shot. And guess what? As the game goes on, Tyreek starts getting balls thrown to him, and he start making plays. That's how they got to do it. That's how you have to do it.
We'll take a quick break here on the program. Back with more after this.
No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
It's going down. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're going to tickle Leroy's fancy coming on up. go over the Week 12
NFL slate. It is sampled.
From? Art God Savvy.
I can't think of the song right now.
That's right, I did the original.
Yeah, Bill Withers. There it is.
Ah, Use Me?
Ooh. Huh? No, Grandma's Hands.
Oh.
I didn't know
Bill
that.
Bill Withers did it.
Yes, Bill Withers did Grandma's Hands, which was sampled by Blackstreet in No Diggity.
Yeah.
Hmm. By the way, congratulations to unanimous MVPs, Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Hey, like, baseball. Was there any doubt?
Nah. I think these were pretty easy decisions.
Now, what the hell are they going to do when he starts pitching again?
What do you mean, what are they going to do? He's going to do what they did in the AL. He's going to win it every year.
You think he may win it like 5 or 6 times?
What, has he already got 3, I think?
He's got 3.
I may never make
not,
him.
He's got not even 30 yet.
3 in both leagues, and he's got what now in each league?
No, he's got 2.
How many guys have done that?
One league, one in the other.
How many guys have won both in won the MLB in both leagues? I feel like Frank Robinson did that.
Wow.
I think it's been what?
He's won MVP 3 out of the last 4 years. That's crazy. He's good, man. Poor Clayton McCullough. Wow.
It is the only other person is Frank Robinson.
Come on, dude.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Hey, give him a point
for Toby.
Clayton McCullough's got to go down to this team.
Okay.
It's going from Shohei Ohtani to Nopei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Bruce Sherman sitting here badgering the media. Like, really? That's what you're doing, dude? Come on. This is what we're going to do here? You better keep Sandy. Show me you want to pay. Keep Sandy. Let's see.
That's what they said, right? In their press conference, the plan is.
I asked him about it, and he was like, he's going to start opening day. I'm like, okay, he says he loves Sandy. He says we're going to start him opening day. It's not what I asked.
Okay.
So is he a long-term piece?
That means no. That means no. That's
minus one for wiggle room.
That's the equivalent of he's our quarterback.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, dude. Yikes. Pretty much.
Here's the problem. Here's what terrifies me. When stars are here, you haven't proven to me as a front office person for the Marlins that you can get the haul needed to turn your franchise around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. You're getting rid of these stars and you're not getting anything in return.
Yeah, I can't really get on I can't get on Bendix about that yet. Because he hasn't really had a guy to flip from off stuff.
No, I know, but still, to us, it's the same cycle.
You know, like they traded Jazz, you know, which is frustrating. Obviously, Jazz had an incredible start to his Yankees career, and they ended up going to the World Series. And we all liked watching Jazz Chisholm play baseball, you know, so that was kind of a bummer. But
when he played.
What? Yeah, when he played. Seems like he nailed the Trevor Rogers deal. Seems like everybody raved about that. Trevor Rogers, that dude was lefty Chris Volstead. Like, he had 4 good months of being a Marlin, and I don't know what happened to him. But, you know, for them to go get 2 top Oriole prospects, that seemingly, objectively, seems to be a very good move that he made in getting Norby and Stowers. But, you know, it's one of these things. I keep telling you guys, it's not about the pay right now. I'm like, can they actually find guys who can hit? And future stars. Like, can they do that? That's what I'm dying. Because, like, there's been down years, baby. I like the 06, 07, 08 era. I liked Ugla and Hanley and Mike Jacobs and all that stuff. I enjoyed that.
Why do I get the feeling, and tell me if I'm off on this. The only time this team hits it big with all these decisions that they make is out of pure luck. Because I've never seen them have a trade when they go, oh, this guy's going to be good and you get him, or a draft pick, or anything of that nature where you said he was going to be good and he ended up being good. It happens just as
because the Yelich trade
is dump this guy. Let's get what we can.
The Yelich trade, which again is not Peter Bendix, so I just want to be clear. We're just going over Marlins history.
I'm not putting it on anybody.
I'm not putting it on anybody. Just saying, like the history of the organization since the deadbeat Jeets era, which what a bum.
But every time I see a player that I've seen perform, I never want to get rid of them because the guys that they've brought in have not even close.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is this the game that was supposed to be the Canes? Stupid. Huh?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Canes.
I'm watching the Charleston Classic on ESPN right now, Leroy.
That is...
Shoot us, baby.
Dang.
I tell you what, Drake. Don't lose.
They're taking on FAU. We're going. I want Drake to lose. I'm rooting for the Owls.
Nah. I didn't realize they were going against FAU. I just didn't want them to then get blown out after blowing us out. But I didn't realize we were going against Hoot Hoot.
Nah, go Owls.
The future school of Ray Lewis.
I don't think it is going to be the future school of Ray Lewis. Allegedly, that seemed like it was complete bull bleep.
Allegedly. Why did that even come out, though? I got so happy.
It's weird when that stuff comes out. I don't know.
Let me explain something to you. Normally, guys that end up doing this have gotten their feet wet. And kind of know what they're getting into as far as time.
Yep.
It's not a knowledge thing. It's a time thing. And that's the thing you have to understand. Everybody thought that with Deion. He just got into coaching, right? But he had spent time at it with his kids. Right. So he was fully aware of the time that it was going to take, and he was okay with that. Sometimes guys don't realize how much time it is consuming. It's very time consuming.
Take a break. Go over the football games coming up this week. We tickle Leroy's fancy next. Time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's
fancy. My fancy is tickled.
Got some breaking NFL news. Leroy made us aware during the break. Daniel Jones has been released by the New York Giants. Giants owner, Giants president John Mara on Daniel Jones. This was a statement that he just put out. Daniel came to see me this morning and asked if we would release him. We mutually agreed that it would be best for him and for the team. Daniel has been a great representative of our organization, first class in every way. His handling of this situation yesterday exemplifies that. We are disappointed with how things have worked out. We hold Daniel in high regard and have a great appreciation for him. We wish him nothing but the best for the future.
You did a lot to make sure he was successful too, right? Oh, I'm sorry. You got rid of Saquon. You haven't had a number one receiver till this year. You've had three head coaches. Yeah, that's a real path to success for your quarterback.
I don't know how common this is, Leroy, but it doesn't seem common. But they had him playing practice or scout team safety yesterday.
And that's when he walked in.
I was like, oh, my God, that's such a bad.
Well, it's not here. it's not unheard of.
Wow.
Because you only have 40-something guys. Mm-hmm. So everybody had to do scout team. But that was a sign of you're probably not going to play quarterback no more.
Jeez.
Once you make that change, you can't go back.
Hey, guys, scout team's heading over to the table. Move over.
He said he wasn't even good enough to play scout team quarterback?
No, he wasn't scout team quarterback. They made him scout team safety.
But keep in mind, the guys who play scout team have to line up on both sides of the ball. You're just doing a card.
Oh, I don't know. Well, listen, that's why I asked you, is it common or not? But it seemed like a humiliating thing they did to him.
They're like, Daniel.
Nah, everybody had to do scout team.
They look at him.
Everybody had to do scout team. Now, like in the situation like with running backs, you have a bunch of them, right? And a couple of them only do special teams. Then you don't have to because you got a lot of guys at your position. But sometimes me and Robert had to run scout team. I remember when I first got to Minnesota, one of the guys said, hey, we're going to rotate it at scout team here. I said, no, we are not.
I also have another Jets story that'll make Leroy laugh because I know he loves making fun of the Jets, but we got to get to Tickle My Fancy. I'll save that for the top of the hour.
Okay, nice. Save it. It should be the first thing you save.
What? He yelled at me about teasing the other day.
That's true. You walked out of the studio.
1 o'clock, Leroy.
Yes.
The New England Patriots visit the Miami Dolphins, who are 7.5-point favorites at home. Tickle your fancy?
It does. I for some reason, I'm getting a feeling that this game is going to be close. Not because the Dolphins are playing poorly, but because in the last few weeks, the Patriots have played a lot better since Drake May has gotten in there. They still lack a lot. You know, they don't have a lot of talent. They don't have the talent that Miami has, but they've kept a lot of games really close by just sucking the life out of the football.
Well, moving on. AFC or NFC North, excuse me. The Minnesota Vikings at 8-2 visit the Bears. They're 3.5-point favorites in Chicago, Leroy.
Chicago's 3.5-point favorite?
Minnesota in Chicago is a 3.5-point favorite.
I don't know what the hell happened to Chicago. They have been horrible.
Andrew Van Ginkel has 8 sacks on the season.
Yep.
Just so you know, everybody.
Just so you know. I'm going to say this about that. We talked about that before the season even started. Right? It was like, why wouldn't you keep a guy who you knew was producing when you don't know when your two main pass rushers are going to come back?
Did he sign a multi-year deal? Like, is Van Ginkel going to at least get the bag this summer?
I think he signed like a 2-year deal or something.
Man, I would hold out.
Well, he was asking for $10 million a year.
2-year, $20
million. Yeah.
Can't believe they didn't pay that. Uh-uh. Stupid move.
He has 8 sacks, 13 tackles for a loss, which Leroy says is just a sack on another person.
He has 2 touchdowns.
And 2 pick sixes.
Yeah, a tackle for loss is just a sack on another person. Like, a sack is only a tackle for loss but a quarterback.
Jesus.
So, you know, I think all those count because those are just as impactful.
What were we thinking?
His base salary is $1.78 million in 2024.
Hugh Wang.
wasn't good enough to get that money here.
That munion.
But is good enough to be a starter for a division leader.
Went with Shaq Barrett and Emmanuel Ogba.
Okay, Ogba is doing whatever he possibly
can. He's not doing a Van Ginkel, dude. He's not Van Ginkel.
But the other guy retired.
That's what I'm saying. The other guy just said, you know what, football? Man.
That would have been me, though, if I signed a contract going to that last year.
Been like, see ya. Should have gone to that first training camp. You should be like, oh, my arm.
Dude, the thing is I couldn't even move good enough to like get to a point where I could fake an injury. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was terrible.
By the way, it looks like they've reached a verdict in the Conor McGregor civil suit case in Ireland. He's being sued for sexual assault.
Yeah.
Another reason he's not fighting, by the way.
I mean, come on. Look, I said it first. He'll never fight again.
Have to think this was a big reason why the fight was delayed.
Ah.
Anyway, would you fancy tickle for that game?
Yes.
All right. 1 o'clock, the Detroit Lions, in a game that weighs a lot for the Dolphins, are visiting the Indianapolis Colts. Detroit is a touchdown favorite. Of course, the Dolphins, big Lions fans this weekend. Big Lions fans this weekend. Tickle your fancy, Leroy?
I am always excited to watch the Lions. They're fun to watch.
My fancy is tickled.
I have seen their quarterback go 18 for 20 for damn near 400 yards. I can't figure it out in my head. How is that even possible? But they like he'll throw 12 passes 1 week, 12 for 12. And then the next week he'll throw 25 pass. They do so much offensively. They don't ask one portion of their offense to bear all the weight of what they do, and it's amazing.
They are fun.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the New York Football Giants. Take your fancy, Leroy.
Woo.
Moving on. The Dallas Cowboys.
Can we just have a conversation about how they cut their quarterback?
Tommy Cutlets, huh?
Oh, see, and this is the difference between me and you. You'll turn on the game just to watch Tommy Cutlets.
I don't know if I'm tuning into that game. I'm going to watch the Dolphins.
Even
I'll catch it on Twitter.
Marco's going to say, I ain't going to lie. I can't
he's going to be, listen, he just needs a couple touchdowns. He gets to do some appearances at Modell's, you know?
Yeah. He's just looking. Yeah. We'll see him on Thanksgiving. That's enough.
Oh, my God. That's true. We'll also see this team, the Dallas Cowboys, visit the Washington Commanders. Washington is a 10.5-point favorite. Take your fancy, Leroy.
The Dallas. Washington's a 10.5-point favorite over Dallas. Washington's been playing good. Not that damn good. I mean, I'll peruse. My fancy's tickled, but not for the reasons of I care who's winning. I just think, when is the last time you've seen Dallas as a 10-point underdog?
Man, been a while, I would think.
Yeah.
Oof. So Dolphins pick up Daniel Jones for the rest of the season?
Oof.
No!
Yeah, no. I'm just messing around.
I agree. He can replace Jordan Poyer.
Oh, We do need a safety.
He's very familiar with interceptions.
You know what? I would, man, if I'm Daniel Jones, I just take a break.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Because here's the deal. If you go into another organization and you are forced to play, you can't do anything but ruin what the Giants have already ruined to this point.
He'll back up Trevor Lawrence next year. And then he'll take that. Yeah, it's something like that, you know? Or whoever gets, maybe if somebody like drafts Cam Ward and doesn't want to play him right away for whatever reason, something like that. I don't know. 1 o'clock, Leroy, the Kansas City Chiefs, they visit the Carolina Panthers. KC is a 10.5-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, because I want to see if KC bounces back.
My fancy is tickled.
They won't.
You know, they were.
Wow.
They were in the same boat as maybe the Canes were, that they were winning these crazy games, winning all kind of different ways, but haven't really been playing well. Right? And then it caught up to them, and they got, basically Buffalo put it on them. So I want to see, okay, now we're back to reality. Let's start this thing and start building towards the end of the year. So, yeah, I'm interested.
All right. Foggy, you think they're done? You think the undefeated run has worn off the Chiefs' magic, or is this just your Kelce hate?
That's probably just my Kelsey. But this is my upset of the week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Upset of the week.
Really?
I'm calling it. Once the dominoes are falling, that one loss, and then now loss.
1 o'clock, Leroy. The Titans take on the Texans. Houston's a 7.5-point favorite. Took your fancy?
No.
Games aren't very good this week, huh?
Fancy, not tickled.
We're digging. We're digging. We're like, you know what I'm saying? We're like, yeah. It's like going through that Halloween candy.
Yeah.
You know, I knew there was a Reese's Pieces in here somewhere. Like, you just, that's what we're doing right now.
At 4:05, the Broncos at 6-5 visit the 2-8 Las Vegas Raiders. Of course, the Broncos, one of the teams ahead of the Dolphins there in the standings. So does that tickle your fancy? Broncos been playing pretty good. No?
Because I don't want to root. Like
rooting for the Raiders,
Here's why you hate these games.
Fancy, not tickled.
Because the team you got to root for sucks. And I don't want to get caught up watching bad football only to have my heart broken by the team that I didn't want to win anyway.
Mm-hmm. At 4:25, the San Francisco 49ers.
Game of the week.
Visit the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Green Bay is a 3-point favorite. Take your fancy.
So it's basically a pick 'em, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
My fancy is tickled.
It's crazy because, you know, San Fran is kind of going through the same thing the Dolphins have. You know, they've had a lot of injuries, but they've been able to keep it together kind of. So, yeah, I'm interested. I want to see, like, and they're playing in Green Bay. Hey, let me tell you something about that Green Bay weather. Now, remember what I told you about it's usually not that sloppy because it's cold enough to where there's not a whole bunch of mud or whatever? That's not the case in Green Bay. Green Bay, when it gets cold, it gets muddy because they have coils underneath their stadium and they try to keep the field from freezing.
It looked pretty cold. It was snowing there yesterday, dude. They were showing that film. I was like, oh boy, the frozen tundra.
And then The worst thing they do is they cover the field, right? So it creates moisture. And then if it's really cold, when you take the tarp off, if there's moisture, it freezes. So now you're playing on frozen concrete. So it's like, that's a tricky place to play.
Sheesh. At 4:25, Leroy, the surprising 6-4 Arizona Cardinals visit the Seattle Seahawks at 5-5. Arizona is a 1-point road favorite. Tickle your fancy?
I kick the tires on that.
A decent game.
It's an interesting game because you're really not sold on either team,
mm-hmm.
but they are playing for the division lead, which is weird because it's not San Francisco.
Wild. Sunday night football at 8:20. The Philadelphia Eagles, 8-2, visit the Los Angeles Rams. Philly is a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
Yeah. Yeah, I like watching Philly because
you
either root for two things. I root for Saquon because I want to see, you know, everybody on TV watch him and the Giants just get more and more depressed that their guy told them take a hike.
Hard times.
And you also root for, like, they wanted to fire their coach 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
So that's always funny that your team is going to be one of the top teams
successful
in
the
NFC and you want to fire your coach.
Successful team, but you hate your coach.
Right. Yeah, man, I mean, you refuse to give him credit for doing anything.
Nah.
Right?
Finally, Monday Night Football, the new chapter in the Harbaugh, Ravens, Chargers. Baltimore's a 3-point road favorite. Take your fancy?
So that means it's a pick 'em also.
No, that would mean Baltimore is, if it was in a neutral site, they would think of them as a 6-point favorite.
Oh, okay. I always screw that up. Yeah, that would be a good game because, like, Jim is okay with throwing 12 passes in a football game.
My fancy is tickled.
And sometimes when you've struggled offensively, it puts a little pressure on you to be successful. And you got to just accept. Sometimes you got to accept the fact that you might win a game 14-10. Even though it looks bad, you got the W. That's all that matters. Like, I think a lot of fans, and Tyreek is right, because of fantasy and point spreads and all that stuff, we don't just accept wins. It got to be about how many or what did my guy do.
Mm-hmm. That has tickled my fancy. It's been too long. You know what it is? What's that? It's time to make fun of the Jets.